continue with our prophesying time this morning.
We pray.
Sure.
For their voice speak and prophesy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.
Amen.
Oh, speak to us this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Anoint every one of us.
Amen.
Anoint our ear and bind the enemy in any distraction, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, bring us into this week.
Oh, amen.
Lord, anoint our ears.
Yes.
Lord, anoint our mouths.
Amen.
Lord, you speak to us and through us.
Amen.
Lord, bring us into one accord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we're covering week 16 of the Morning Revival, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ 2, Volume 3. Maybe we could read the title all together.
Our
spiritual food, our spiritual rock, and the contents of the Lord's table. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this morning, there's a lot to cover in this message. So I'll give a brief introduction to this week's material, and then hope that the saints can really bring out their portion. All right, all that you've enjoyed from this week's pursuing. Amen. How about we read 1 Corinthians 10:3 all together? That verse is on day one. And all ate the same spiritual food. Amen. Amen. I'll cover this first portion, our spiritual food.
Amen.
We see that in the type of the children of Israel, they ate the same spiritual food. This same spiritual food represents Christ.
Amen.
After leaving Egypt and going into the wilderness, God provided manna as the spiritual food for His people, and as a type, we're seeing our experience. What does God want us to feed on? What is the spiritual food He has provided for us? And it is Christ Himself.
Amen.
May we all feast on Christ.
Amen.
Eat Christ every day.
Amen.
Amen. And so the deep truth, this is Roman numeral 1, the deep truth in Exodus 16 is that God wants to change our diet to a diet of Christ as our spiritual food.
Amen.
The real manna sent by God, the Father, for God's chosen people to live by Christ. And so there's really a burden in this week concerning our diet.
Amen.
What are we eating? We see from the Word that God wants to feed us with Christ. He wants Christ to become our diet. We know that Christ is the bread out of God from heaven. He Himself said, "I am the bread of life." Right? He wants us to partake of Him. And in John 6:57, He says, "He who eats me shall also live because of me."
Amen.
Amen. So our entire living would be dependent on what we eat.
Amen.
What we express depends on what we eat.
Amen.
And so God wants us to express Him. He wants us to live by Christ and express Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, our diet is very crucial. We see in point A, whatever we eat of Christ to be our reconstituting element and our supply to make us God's dwelling place in this universe will be an eternal memorial. Amen. God wants us to eat Christ. And eventually this becomes an eternal memorial. You know, our entire life on the earth should be filled with eating the Lord.
Right.
Now that we have become believers, every day we need to pursue Christ. Every day we need to take Him in as our portion. And this is the diet of Christ. Our diet is what we are constituted with, we partake of regularly. And God wants us to partake of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And then in eternity, what we'll have to remember as an eternal memorial is all of Christ that we have experienced and enjoyed. In eternity, we won't remember, we won't merely remember our life on the earth, but what God wants is for us to remember how we enjoyed Him and how we feasted on Him and became His dwelling place. His eternal purpose is to gain His expression and gain His building on this earth. And this is accomplished by our eating of Christ.
Amen.
And so the change of our diet, we need a change of our diet. We can tell what our diet is by what we long for, what we have an appetite for. You know, I share some of my experience coming into the church life. You know, my diet was mainly an American diet. You know, what I would eat is just American food. I grew up here in America. And so, but when I came into church life, I was exposed to all kinds of food, right? And so now my diet has, in a sense you can say, has changed, right? It's not only just the American food, but now I like Chinese food. And even more, I like Korean food. And so I experienced a change of diet by eating different kinds of food. You know, by eating Chinese food, by eating Korean food, this became a part of my diet. And so in the same way, as we eat Christ, as we partake of Christ, we can have a change in diet. This is what God wants. We may not be there right now. You know, we still may long for many things. I don't know how you feel, but sometimes when I wake up in the morning, you know, my longing is not merely to read the Word. You know, there's other things, right? What happened on sports today, or last night, or what's happening in the news? The Lord shined His light on me that I still need to eat more Christ. I still need to have a change of diet,
right,
to be constituted with Christ, to be His expression. In Numbers 11, we see with the children of Israel, this was their experience. They came out of Egypt, but then they began to remember the things of Egypt, right? It was because they were constituted Egyptian. And so what they were constituted with, they had a longing for. I'll read you the verses, Numbers 11. It says, we remember the fish which we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our appetite has gone. There is nothing at all but this manna to look at. And so God had fed them with manna, but they came to the point where, you know, their true constitution came out. They started to long for the Egyptian diet. Although they were God's saved people, they were rescued out of Egypt, but they were constituted Egyptian. And so whatever we're constituted with, you know, we spontaneously long for. That is even a part of our diet. But we want to long for Christ.
Amen.
We want to be the ones who have a diet of Christ.
Amen.
Let's all say that together. Diet
of Christ.
Amen. Amen. And so it's by partaking of the Lord each day where we could have a change of diet. And one point related to this that I want to share is, you know, sometimes when we read the Word, you know, we may not fully even digest the Word. As a part of our diet is even our digestion. As we read the Word and as we come to the Lord to enjoy Him in the Word, we need to pray over what we have read. This helps us to digest it, and it builds up our appetite for the Lord. And so, to merely just read the Word is not enough for us to have a change of diet. To merely just come to the Lord in the Word, we have to pray over and digest what we have enjoyed of Christ. Spontaneously, this will become our longing. We will have an appetite for the Lord. And so I just wanted to share this second point, and I'll end off here. It's point C. The unique food that we take for our sustenance, strength, and satisfaction must be Christ. And the one unique ministry in the New Testament conveys Christ as the unique food for God's people. And so, praise the Lord, we're under this ministry. You know, we're being fed with Christ again and again, meeting after meeting, conference after training after training. All we're being fed with is Christ.
Amen.
And so this ministry is following God's way. God's way was to feed the children of Israel with nothing but Christ.
Amen.
And in the same way,
Amen.
We're in under this ministry that is feeding us Christ and helping us to have a diet of Christ.
Amen.
Ultimately, as we stay under this ministry, we would be the ones who are... become God's heavenly people, right? To become His expression. The more that we partake of Christ, the more we will become His expression. And so I just thank the Lord that we have the Lord as our unique food.
Amen.
We have Christ as our unique diet here and in this ministry.
Amen.
And so for the remaining time, we'll just open it up for saints to share. David will continue, and then we can all share our portion of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, following feedings. What about we all read Romans 2? Christ has been crucified to become a spiritual rock that follows his people. This following rock is the resurrected Christ as the life-giving spirit, who is always with the church to supply his believers with the water of life. So, in Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, after the children of Israel, they received a miracle, like in chapter 16, right, the heavenly manna, they continue their journey into chapter 17. And then they went into a situation that there's no water to drink, right? And then they even started to contend with Moses. They were not happy with Moses, right? So Moses inquired God, like, what should we do? What should I do? And God responded in Exodus 17:6. He said that you shall strike the rock and the water will come out of it so that the people may drink.
Amen.
So today, Christ is a spiritual rock. But there's a little bit difference that striking the rock means that God striking Christ on the cross, right? But today we don't need to strike the cross anymore because he doesn't need to crucify it again. All we need to do is just to speak to the rock, right?
Amen.
We ask the rock and there's a living water will be outpoured. Last night when brothers were fellowshipping, we find something interesting is that in the title, it says it's our spiritual food, our spiritual rock. But it's not saying that our spiritual food and our spiritual drink, right? Because in order for us to have this drink, we need to take care of this rock. And actually there's an extra step before we can have the drink. It's we need to ask a rock. We need to speak to a rock. And this is so encouraging that, you know, every time when we need something to drink, we speak to a rock and God is so faithful. There will be something outpour for us as a supply. And this can be proved in Luke 11:13. Luke 11:13 says that if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Right, how much more will Father, who is from heaven, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? You know, we have so many parents in church life, and I'm also going to be a father, and I can relate to this that, you know, my wife and I, we're just doing a lot of research, want to give if not the best, something is good enough for our baby. And what about our Heavenly Father? How much more our Heavenly Father will give us the Spirit, the good things that if we ask for it. You know, last Lord's Day, some students were gathered in Brother Kyle and Sister Pin's place, and we enjoyed the hymn is everything is in the bread. Right? Every good things, even the Lord Himself, after process, is in this bread, in this Spirit. So all we need to do is just turn to this rock, ask the rock, speak to the rock, and something will outpour for us to enjoy and will be supplied. So we need to practice this, because just like, you know, in Children of Israel in chapter 17, actually, it's the Lord allowed them to get into this situation when there's no water to drink. And actually, that's a test. And, you know, in our human life, we have so many situations that we need this life-giving spirit. So we need to practice to speak and to ask for the living water. I think that's Roman numeral 2, and just like Vedans mentioned, we'll stop here and we'll allow the saints to bring out all the enjoyment of this week. And actually, real quick, I also enjoy Roman numeral 3, that, you know, the brother's burden in this message is if we enjoy daily the heavenly manna, if we experience to speak to a rock to have the drink, then we will have something to bring to Lord's table meeting, to share with one another, and then not only ourselves will be satisfied, but the Lord himself will be satisfied too. And this is what we are going to do until his second coming, right? So what about we just stop here and open up the times, and I think each one can start with 3 minutes.
Amen. So I will just follow our brothers. So I'm going to touch some practical things in our life, because we talk about the spiritual food and the spiritual rock, right? So in our daily life, I can give you 2 examples. One is, you know, I'm middle-aged. So middle-aged, you know, have children, right? And nowadays, you will see, you will hear some negative things happen on the child, right? On, you know, teenagers or the youth. So yeah, it's natural. You know, as parents, they may worry about their children. It's very natural, right? So then, you know, what are you going to do? Because in a human nature wise, when you worry something, when you think, oh, you know, when you have some think on a negative way, it did not take long to bring you down. Actually, you suddenly feel. Sometimes you suddenly feel that life is meaningless because you're so scared, right? So then here we have the spiritual food. So what's the God's word say? You know, the God's word says, you know, well, forget about the, you know, do not be anxious, because that time the person may be too anxious, right? But the one thing that God says, make your request known to God.
Amen.
Sometimes we even forgot. You know, we just tell, what do we want? What do you want? If you want a child to be healthy, to be normal, you should tell our Heavenly Father.
Amen. Amen.
You sincerely tell our Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father will glad to know and will do something. Okay. Now, the second example is our work. So I've been in the United States over 30 years, and I'm working in a pharmaceutical company. The past Monday I went, I look around. My God. All the near people are stressed out. I'm working an open, it's not a new days, open floor. I see everybody. I hear their meetings. And that lady, you know, was stressed. And the other lady, I need to make a delivery. And then this mouse is not working. Everything, you know. But in short, nowadays, the working environment is stressful. So what's our spiritual food? So at one time, I was also influenced by this nervous. So I went to a solo room, I closed the door, and I need to pray.
Amen.
Because our inside, we also have a life there, inside life there. That need peace and need some nourishment. I knew my personality. I'm not an outgoing guy. I need a quiet time with the Lord to gain my strength. To push through my day. Amen. That spiritual food, the Lord said, you know, just be still. Know I'm God. So when I do my work is in a lot of pressure. So sometimes I need to be reminded. I do my best, but there is a God there. Anyway, so the spiritual food and spiritual rock is very, very practical. It will save us, and it will sustain us, and it will give us victory to this very challenging world.
Amen.
Amen. I will also continue a little bit on the second point, which is the we talk about this spiritual rock. So when the spiritual rock you talk about is there's a crucifixion of Christ and the resurrection. So when I also in our real life is, so now a tie to our real life is, if we have challenges and if we have difficulties, you know, I know when we are in it, it's very hard. Whoever in it, it's very hard, you know, for, you know, somebody else to say something, it's actually is very hard. But one thing I can say is, according to experience, no matter how hard it is, if it's allowed by God, if you're willing to take it, if you went through it, it's gonna be, give you a lot of good things. Much more than you are trouble free. Like you are okay. Much more than that. I think that's the experience. That's really good. So in that sense, I can tell you one true experience. When I see my son, because one time he told me his life was too easy, I got a little nervous actually. I'm starting to think in the summer or whatever, I should do something with him. Because if life was too easy, it's a really bad thing. I tell you, saints, it's a really bad thing. So, because if life too easy, we don't have any cross, any hurdles, the life won't, you know, develop. So anyway, so this spiritual rock, I mean, in our lives, God give us difficulties or cross, and if we are willing to take it, and we will go through it, the Lord will promise us there's a resurrection, there's a life there. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I think this week we can see everything is about what we eat, right? even in as in our brother shared in the intro, right? Practical example would be in Numbers 11, right? When the children of Israel, you know, they were still reminiscing during their time in Egypt, right? They had a particular diet, right? And they were reminiscing, you know, to the days when they had that diet. They said, we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks and onions, and the garlic. And, you know, in the same way, right, you know, naturally in our disposition, right, we are all different, right? And so, therefore, you know, it shows that we all eat different things, naturally speaking. And, you know, we are what we eat, right? So what we eat, we are often governed by. But, you know, I appreciate this week, actually earlier this week, I was reading 1 Corinthians, right? And in 1 Corinthians, there's the I was reading a portion, you know, and it was talking about the matter of oneness, right? And as we probably know, in this world, right, there is no possibility for oneness, right? Because, you know, we are all, you know, filled with different food, right? Our diet is all different, right? We're governed by what we eat, and we're all different in our disposition. But, you know, as we, in 1 Corinthians 10:3, right, it says, "And all ate the same spiritual food." So, in the church, we can have this oneness, because we all eat of the same spiritual food, which is Christ. And, you know, when we eat of Christ, right, you know, we become filled with Him. We become Him in life and nature. And He is the person expressed and magnified in us.
Amen.
And He is all in all. But even in day 3, it talks about Christ being the spiritual rock, right, which typifies the spiritual rock following us, which typifies Him becoming the life-giving Spirit. right? And even today in our Lord's table meeting, you know, we were praying, right, over praising and thanking the Lord that He is now the life-giving Spirit in us, right? He went through the process to become this life-giving Spirit. And because of this, right, out of this spiritual rock flowed the water of life. So we all drink of the same water that flows out of this rock,
Amen.
Which is this same and one life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
In the church life, we are partaking of Christ and only Christ in this way. This is how we can be brought into oneness, by what we eat and by what we drink,
Amen.
Which is the same thing and the same person.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, I feel this week, you know, this the message is so rich, right?
Amen.
It talks about the spiritual food, you know, coming from the heavenly, the manna, the spiritual rock, right? The smitten rock that Moses provided, actually God provided through Moses to the Israelites for quench their thirst. And also talking about the contents of the Lord's table. I really appreciate that, you know, actually all of these three items, we could probably use at least three meetings, right, to exhaustively, you know, talk about the spiritual meaning. But I appreciate that, you know, in this message is actually, you know, connecting all these thoughts together, right? Yeah, and you know, the Old Testament, these what we call miracles, actually has very much to do with this one person. Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He is the spiritual food.
Amen.
He is the spiritual rock. And He is the content of the Lord's table. So every time when we come to the Lord's table, now I think our experience has been enriched, right? With all these realization, that these are no longer Old Testament stories, right? In the Exodus. But this is actually all these, you can say the fine details of, the manna, the smitten rock actually now becomes our experience.
Amen.
When we're actually remembering the Lord, we really need to consider all these items, right? And more importantly, it's not these items in terms of its, I would say, facts, but these items in terms of how much that we have enjoyed and experienced,
yeah.
even to express, right?
Amen.
Amen. Actually, yeah, I think this is sort of my intro, but then I really got touched. I don't have that much time, but there was one aspect that I really touched in terms of the manna aspect. The manna is solid, right? It, actually, you know, sometimes we got the impression that, okay, it's a heavenly, Lord is a heavenly bread, so we kind of like immediately associate that, oh, manna is kind of like a bread, and then, okay, we can just take it as is and start eating, right? It's not like that. Actually, the manna needs to go through some kind of process. We actually need to,
right.
The Lord needs our cooperation,
Amen.
Right? It needs to be grinded, right? Into a
Amen.
Flour kind of
Amen.
Shape, right? And we need to cook it, either bake it or boil it or something, right? So, you see, like eating manna is not a, I would say, effortless thing, right? We need to pay a price, even to get the manna. Right, we often talk about, you know, when Israelites in the good land, they need to, the manna stop, they need to, labor to produce the food. But then, even in the wilderness, you see, this is actually God's, I would say, in His design. Amen to brothers. The Lord doesn't want us to be lazy, right? We cannot be lazy in our daily living or our spiritual, even our daily living, if we're lazy, then we know that we're not going to be able to make a living, right? This is actually God ordained.
Right.
Actually, fallen nature,
Amen.
The fallen human actually needs to toil to produce food for ourselves, right?
Amen.
And so is the, our spiritual aspect. We need to, you know, really to labor, to pay a price to gain, you know, the spiritual food, right? Praise the Lord that yeah, on His end, everything's done. Right?
Amen.
And then we, you know, even in through the ministry, like everything is provided to us. But we need to have this, first is the appetite, but we need to actually spend time, right? We need to actually pay a price to really, even in this aspect, we need to consecrate ourselves, right? Oh, Lord, I consecrate myself to, even to read your word, Lord, gain me, right?
Amen.
Otherwise, you know, there's so much distraction, like brother, sister shared, right? In these days, you know, we don't make any effort. Just things just get pushed to you. If we don't make an effort to open the word will not come to us automatically, right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Saints, we need to remember. We need to really labor in the word. And then,
Amen.
Only through that we can be reconstituted with Christ. And only this, the reconstituted Christ in us, assimilated, that will become an eternal memorial. Nothing else on this world that we pursue. These are all transient. Once we go see the Lord, then everything's gone. But only the Christ that's been reconstituted us, that will last into eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good.
Amen. I actually appreciated also the point that Brother Benjamin just shared, that nothing is worth of eternal memorial, but only Christ.
Amen.
And so, looking into, you know, I really like the book of Exodus, and I just, you know, just looking at the history of the children of Israel, that the Lord doesn't want you to completely say, stop what you're doing, hit this, and now you're going to become that. But it was a process, and we see that this process, even with the children of Israel, to change their diet was 40 years. You know, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, and then at some point, we see that in Exodus, right, the children of Israel began to abhor, that's the word, they began to abhor the manna because they were like, is that all that we have? So that's when it comes, like, our desires and our longings. Mm-hmm. And so I just realized, you know, many times we enter into, like, a high enjoyment, and we're like, amen, manna, manna. And then after a week, maybe you're like, oh, okay, it's not, you know, it's not anymore manna. And so we can see with the children of Israel even that, It all depends on that eating. So we cannot just one day say, I'm going to go to the gym, and then I don't know where you become, like, every day you want to go. But even I have experienced it where it begins with a few days, and then later I'm like, okay, I'm tired. But I just really appreciated that, you know, the Lord wants to reconstitute our diet. And all of this requires that eating, that digesting, and the assimilating. And so there was 16 points actually in this message that we can see of the characteristics of this manna. And one that I really appreciated was, you know, the one that was also solid. We gotta work on this manna. It's not something that you just pick up and you eat, but it's something that you gotta mold, shape, cook, and eventually you get to eat it. So there's like a labor in there. So in the same way, our enjoyment, when we come to the Lord, yes, we can just open, maybe tell the Lord, I love you, and then the Lord starts to do something in us as our heart starts to open to the Lord. But another thing, another of the points that I enjoyed was that the manna was white. And that means that there was no mixture, that it was pure, and that it was clean. So the more we enjoy of the Lord, and we enjoy Him in the Word, come to Him, talk to Him, we are being purified, and we're becoming pure and white. And one of the main points related to the manna inside the pot, it was the focal point for the building. So we can see that now today, that in order to be those who are useful materials and those who can continue to become the building of God, we need to be those who eat the manna every day.
Amen.
So even that was like in the Old Testament, but now in the New Testament age, we are the building. And even after we have been saved, we can continue to be reconstituted day by day until the Lord comes back.
Yes.
So, I mean, all these points were just so sweet. Even just the coriander seed, it's so small, but it's so full of life. So saints, it's not a small thing to eat the Lord day by day as our heavenly food, as our manna. So may we be those who not every day we wake up and we say, Lord, I love you. And even though sometimes we have the concept, I already heard the message, I know what this is going to be about, we can just be humble and just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm open today. Oh, whatever you want to give me of manna today, maybe the Lord will show you something new that day. So saying, let's not be conformed where we are, but always strive to eat the manna. And praise the Lord that we have 16 points that we can practice every day. If He was not the solid manna yesterday, He can be the white manna today for bread. Yes. And so I just appreciate that the manna is not something of the past. It's not something small, but it's the Lord's desire that we would just eat Him. Amen. And when we eat Him, we gain all that He is, and then all of those points become so real to us. Amen. So many times I feel discouraged, but praise the Lord. The Lord is just there. He brings the manna to us. He brings Himself to us, and all we have to do is pick it up, open our heart, pray to the Lord, tell Him we love Him, and eat the manna day by day.
Amen.
Amen.
It's better to eat the manna in the morning. See, the Lord gave manna to the people of Israel, squirrel, because those birds, they eat it at night later. Right? That's what it said in the message. Now, one thing now that it really touched me is also besides the manna and the food that we need to eat every day is the spiritual rock. Right? And day three talks about what Moses did, right? In chapter 17 of Exodus, the people were complaining. Right? They needed water. They were murmuring, were complaining, so God told Moses, go and strike the rock, and water came up. So they were happy now. Then when you reach to chapter 20, the people start complaining again. But this time Moses went to the Lord and said, well, your people complain again. Okay, he said, go and speak to the rock. And what Moses did, he was upset. He was upset with his with God's people. It's like sometimes we are upset of Christianity, right? Because in the world right now, there are a lot of things going on, and we're really disappointed with many people in the world who are brothers and sisters, right? Well, we become rebellious. We start judging others and criticizing others. See, God loves all His people within the universal church, all the Christians in the world, and within the local churches. We cannot judge, we cannot criticize. Because look at Moses, a companion of God, a friend of God. He received the Ten Commandments. He guided the people of God out of Egypt, bring them out of the world. Right? But he couldn't enter into the good land because he got upset with his people, God's people. He criticized God's people. They are rebels. Sometimes we are like that. We judge, we criticize others. Oh, I don't like this brother, how he speaks, how he shares. You know? And this is when we have to be careful because Moses couldn't enter. So we need to be careful to enter. We need to be careful not to enter, into the good land. You see, we're waiting for the Lord, right? We want the Lord to come back. But you don't want the Lord to say in Matthew, I don't know you. So we need to pray. Like Brother Ricky said, first we need to repent and then we need to enjoy His blessings. To enter into the good land and into the kingdom of God when He comes back. So saints, we really need to see this what happened in the Old Testament with Moses, that he did not enter because he did not sanctify the Lord. No, he did not sanctify when he rebelling and judged the God's people. See, so look, we need to pray and we need to come and say, Lord, forgive me for judging me, criticizing even people outside. See, Israel still tried to strike the rock twice. That's why they're suffering. They're going to be fighting until the Lord come back. Because they did not receive and believe in the Lord Jesus. So we need to pray for the people of Israel and for all the other people suffering because of this world that is going through a lot of problems until the Lord come back. When things get worse, then the Lord will come back. I'm sorry, when things cannot get any worse, then the Lord will come back. Right? Amen.
Amen.
Spiritual food and the spiritual rock and the contents of the Lord's table. These are not separate things. They are actually the center, the essence of these
Amen.
Three things are
Amen.
Christ being our enjoyment.
Amen.
For our daily enjoyment and weekly enjoyment. And only through about eating and drinking of him will be able to fulfill his purpose. We will be constituted, become his dwelling place, become his body, and will hasten his return. So spiritual food or the spiritual drink, you're more emphasized on our daily living, right? Our daily enjoyment of him, or personal, and maybe also household, also with our companions. But the table, you know, the contents of the table, bread and cup, more on the aspect of corporate, our corporate enjoyment of him, and our corporate expression of him.
Amen.
So, I don't have much, you know, truth I want to share. Brothers and sisters, let's enjoy him.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
We don't want to be lazy, because without enjoy of him daily, we are not able to bring the Lord back.
That's right.
Recently, we have a brother start to work in New York City. And not after, just a few days after, we sense his smell changed, because we realize he spent the time on the train to enjoy the Lord every day. I have been working in city for about 20 years, so I know what people do on the train, right? Play games, social media, or sleep. Or some people you don't know exactly, but I think many, they start to work before enter into the office. They start to think about what they need to do. Or when they go back home on the train, the same thing. Or they still thinking about the work. But for us, I know a lot of brothers and sisters, they do spend time with the Lord on the train. You know, if you do this every day, you probably have almost 2 hours you can spend time with the Lord. Enjoy him as food and as the water. Oh Lord, let's do that. And I do want to share a little bit more. But if you are not working in your city, you still can have that time, right?
Amen.
You drive. You cannot read, but you can listen.
Yes.
Message. And even you are home, starting from the pandemics, we have experience working from home. And I do have, before the Lord, I have this aspiration, and I do exercise this. For those days, I don't need to go to the city. All the times I've been saved for the commute, Lord, all this time, I want to spend with you.
Amen.
Yeah. In other words, that's the Lord giving you that time.
Yeah.
You save the time for commuting while you do something else.
Yeah.
My time's up, but I feel, brothers and sisters, that all the points are so rich. But if we not put it into practice, we are not enter into this reality. So let's seek before the Lord and really sanctify the time every day, so we can enjoy him and bring him back.
I was really touched. Every day I listen to LSM radio. It's 30 minutes. The sharing is so wonderful. The word of God in the ministry.
Yes.
And I was really touched by this in Ephesians. It says, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. This is God's economy. This is God's purpose, eternal purpose.
unto the, and then verse 10 it says, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth.
Amen.
So you see, saints, God's eternal purpose, His desire is all a matter of reconstituting His people so that they become a constitution in Christ. And so you see, this whole message is through the eating and drinking we get. Eating and drinking, we get reconstitution. Our constitution changes from eating things of the world to eating Christ. Christ is the manna. And you know, there's a saying that the dietitian always says that you are what you eat. So your constitution, if you eat junk food, your body becomes very, you know, gets contaminated, polluted, and eventually ends up in some kind of illness or disease. But if we eat the world, if we eat Egyptian things, worldly concepts, human concepts, natural concepts, then we become Egyptian, worldly. Even in the Lord's recovery, we can still have all these worldly concepts. But if we eat Christ, we take time to stand with Christ in the Word, in the ministry, pay the price, then we gain the Christ into our being. We become a constitution Christ. And I was really touched, you know, in Brother Lee's tombstone, there is this thing that was shared with us by Brother Minora in the training in 2023. It says here, this is on Brother Lee's tomb, which is the process of consummated triune God is building Himself into His chosen people and His chosen people into Himself, that He may have a constitution in Christ as a mingling of divinity and humanity to be His organism and the body of Christ as His eternal, as His eternal expression and the mutual abode for the redeeming God and redeemed man. So all this is from the constitution in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we see that there is a rock that's following us.
Amen.
And this rock is Christ.
Amen.
And I appreciated in the outline under point C, it tells us the way we can receive the living water from the crucified rock, Christ. So in Numbers 28, we see we need to take the rod and speak to the rock. And in to take the rod is to identify with Christ and His death and apply the death of Christ to ourselves and our situation. And I just wanted to share, again, from chapter 3 of How to Enjoy God and Practice the Enjoyment of God, because in that chapter, it talks about the steps that God took so that He can be mingled with man. And one of those steps is His crucifixion on the cross. And I just really appreciate that when Christ was crucified on the cross, two things happened. The first is His blood took care of every single problem, right? He's righteous and we are unrighteous. He's holy and there's nothing that we can do in ourselves to come forward to God. But because His blood was shed on our behalf, we now have the boldness to come into God's presence. And the second thing that happened on the cross was He took care of the old creation. He crucified every single, our natural man, our flesh, all of these things that are a problem between us and God, He took care of. And so I appreciate that first we need to identify with Christ and His death and apply the death of Christ to ourselves in our situation. We have to exercise to take the rod. We have to realize I am crucified with Christ, right?
Amen.
It's no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Amen. And then the second step is to speak to the rock. And that means that we ask Christ in faith to give us the Spirit. So when we realize I'm already crucified with Christ, there's no problem now between me and God because His blood has spoken on my behalf, I can say, Lord, I need the Spirit.
Amen.
I need this
Amen.
Life-giving water.
Amen.
And I just appreciate when we speak when we ask Christ in faith to give us the Spirit, we will receive the
Amen.
Living Spirit as the bountiful supply of
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
And then, you know, I'm so appreciative of God's attitude in Numbers, where in the children of Israel were contending with Moses. They had an issue with him, but it's just because they were thirsty, and God realized that. So he just told Moses, take the rods, speak to the rock, and give them water to drink. And
Amen.
So sometimes we have issues, we have problems, and why is that? It's because we are lacking the water, and we need to take a drink. We need to take the rod, speak to the rock, and receive of the Spirit.
Amen.
And so amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We just have this rock that's following us, right?
Amen.
And so sometimes we're like, where's the water? Actually, Christ is following you. We just have to turn to our spirit and speak to the rock.
Amen.
I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing, especially what Esther just shared. I feel that in the Old Testament, in Genesis, in the Bible, it mentioned about the tree of life, right? But because we are fallen, because we are sin, so actually the way to the tree of life is closed to us. But then, you know, through the Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, he actually opens a way for us. And I just feel that, you know, in the Old Testament, we see that he provided manna for us, and he provided water for us. But it seems to me that they are still kind of like outward things, right? But then through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, all of these things actually become inward. Whenever we turn to him, we can experience him. And I think it's on day 6 or day 5. It mentioned about Revelations 22, verse 14, and verse 17. In the message it did not mention, but actually we know that Revelation chapter 22 is the conclusion of the Bible. So in the beginning of the Bible, it talks about food and drink, and then you know in the end of the Bible, the conclusion of the Bible, the Lord still reminds us that He is food to us and He is drink for us. And verse 17, it says that come. It actually mentioned about 3 times. Of course, you know the Lord was talking to different people, but no matter which group we are in, we need to come to Him. And I was also very touched by brothers and sisters sharing about, you know, manna. Actually, I think in the message, the brother mentioned that, you know, when he thought about manna, he thought that it's like a bread. You just pick up it and you can eat it. And when I read it, I was thinking that, you know, if we just go outside, if we open our mouth, then we just can, you know, have all the riches. But actually, it's not that easy. I think brother mentioned about this. We really need to process the food, and we need to prepare ourselves to eat it and to digest it. And sometimes I read with brothers and sisters. You know, I just feel that a lot of things I do not see. But then when brothers and sisters, when they shared, I was like, oh, this is the point. So I just feel that, you know, yes, just like what we share today, it's not like individually we need to contact the Lord. Corporately, we also need to contact the Lord, and we need to express Him through our sharing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
saints. I think we have time for a few more. Yeah, okay, Amen. Please, yes.
I'll be very quick and short. You know, I don't know, maybe you don't know, my age or older than me in China, oftentimes when we meet one another, the first sentence, we don't say, how are you? We ask, did you eat? It doesn't, because yeah. we are lacking of, you know, sufficient food, you know, at those old times. But I think nowadays, I should ask, this week I ask myself, did I eat? Or I really want to ask things around me, my husband or my son, did you eat? But this week, when I finished with Minji, I said, well, it's so hard, I don't know why this week, I just don't have enough appetite to read all through all the in the morning revivals in this, and I know because I would be kind of in a situation, my dad is in the last days, he cannot eat, he can't drink, so he's in the hospital since Friday night. So I was thinking, you know, at the end of our life, that's a sign, right? But today when I saw Peter, Connie, and also Timothy, I feel, oh, in my mind, they're still young. I watched them to be born and grow up in the church. They're, you know, they full of life, you know, they're young because of they eat and drink well, I think. But today, I said, well, this week, I don't know why, I know all these terms and I know all the stories, I just don't feel I have appetite, good appetite for this. Yes, the manna, when Israel people saw manna first, their reaction is, what is this? Because sometimes it's a little bit hard for us to digest or eat. But praise the Lord, the ministry, the word of God, the ministry message, all their all process, and dear saints, your sharing, is they help us process this manna already. That's convenient for me to eat and drink, to eat, to digest. So I really appreciate sometimes the Lord records the word is to like the manna, right? But it takes time to process for us personally and also corporate to experience, and the sense experience can be a supply and process the manna for me too. So I searched, when I pray because of the family situation, the Lord gave me two words, be still and wait. So I come back to Isaiah 30. Everyone knows that the verse, you know, 30:15 says, "Oh, for thus says the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved. In quietness and in trust will be your strength." But there is a not done yet semicolon. But you were not willing. That reminds me. And after that, it was they all said, "No, for we will flee on horses, therefore you will be flee. And we will ride upon the swift, therefore those who chase you will be swift." After that, in 18, I'm searching, oh Lord, how should I wait? When I'm waiting, I cannot be still. But the Lord just showed me in 18. "And therefore Jehovah waits to be gracious to you. And therefore, he remains on high to have compassion on you. For Jehovah is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him." And then, you know, not I can wait for the Lord's work or his wait for him. But the Lord himself is waiting for me. He's waiting for me to supply me, supply us. Just like the manna and the water. And the water is the rock of the spirit, you know, it's always with us. Why the first time Moses hit the rock and the water supplied all the Israel people, but 28 years later, he fell again. He didn't speak to the rock, but he did something else. Today, the rock is with us. Although I have many failures, but the Lord's mercy, he will remind me through the saints, the ministry word, we can always tell the Lord, speak to the rock. Lord, I need you to supply me now. You are my today's manna and today's water. So we'll be revived. We'll be supplied. Praise the Lord for the riches of the church. So we'll be built up together through the eating Amen. And drinking.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll just give a short concluding word, hopefully short. I think the Lord reminded me, this is from Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Right? For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows unto his own flesh will reap corruption of the flesh, but he who sows unto the Spirit will of the Spirit reap eternal life. Right? We should not be deceived. Now, I was just considering, you know, actually in the context of 1 Corinthians 10, actually most of this chapter is a warning, right?
Right.
Actually, these things happened to the children of Israel. Actually, it says, but God was not pleased with most of them. And they were actually strewn about in the wilderness. Yeah, I was just considering, I think we all know we don't always have the right diet, right? And I was just considering, you know, what does it mean to eat, right? You know, even in Galatians, right? What does it mean to sow? Actually, in everything we do, every day, we're sowing a little seed, right? Actually, we were passing by the children's meeting while we were bringing the elements. They say, everything we do or say, we are sowing seeds, right?
Amen.
Everything we do, right? How we spend that 5 minutes we have, right? What we look at, right? Actually, even what we let in our ears. Actually, I see eating sometimes in today's age, right? It can even be passive, right? You can just sit there, and if you take something in, right, you've eaten something, right? So we need to be careful, right? God is not mocked, right? Actually, if we sow unto the flesh, if we eat, actually, I think we can see this even, you know, in our bodies. If we just eat junk food for a month, I don't think any of us will feel well, right? We have to take very much care of what we eat in the physical realm, right? So even more so, right, in the mental realm, but in the spiritual realm. Actually, and what should this be? Oh, praise the Lord, I think all the saints really brought out. Actually, there's just one thing in God's economy that we eat. It's one person, right? Mm-hmm. This is Christ. It is God's intention that he be everything to us, right? He is all in all. And I just appreciate it briefly. You know, this week is kind of hard in a sense. I think we know this, but even there's a lot in the week, right? Even the point about the manna, the emphasis is really on our experience. I think we know Christ is the heavenly manna, but have we experienced him in such a fine and detailed way? And I have to confess, I really haven't, right? My experience of the Lord is you know, in some of these attributes, I think, is very limited. But the Lord wants to expand in us, right?
Yes.
You know, it's actually, at the same time, I think we hear a warning, but we should also be so encouraged, right? Because the Lord, he led the children of Israel. He knew exactly what they needed to experience, right? He, even in 1 Corinthians 10, right, it says, he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Right? So he knew what they needed to experience in order to show them who they were, to show them what they needed, right? Actually, you're thirsty. You need the rock, right? You're hungry. Actually, they didn't even know how much their diet was Egyptian, right? And so the Lord just gave them manna, right? Praise the Lord for this, the miraculous manna, right? Praise the Lord meeting by meeting. You know, some meetings, I think we all struggle, or we all have times where it's harder. Maybe it's just harder to get something out, right? But actually, the manna is still the same.
Yes.
Actually, the Christ is still the same.
Amen.
We're just being fed week after week, day after day. We need to feast on him.
Amen.
Right? We need to take him as the heavenly manna, right?
Amen.
And as we do this, he's reconstituting us, right?
Right.
He's reconstituting us with his very element.
Amen.
And so I appreciate it. Actually, this, you know, even in the message, the brother really didn't speak to this point very much about the table. Lord Jesus. But I don't know, I was touched. You know, and there, actually he even mentioned we should really get into 1 Corinthians 10, this portion that talks about it, right? Because the emphasis, he says the emphasis, actually I can read this it's from the footnote, but it's also an A, right? The emphasis of the Lord's table is the fellowship of his blood and body.
Amen.
The participation in the Lord, the enjoyment of the Lord in mutuality, in fellowship, right? So actually, as we're here, right? We have such sweet fellowship with one another. Fellowship with the Lord, right? We have communion with one another. And I think, yeah, many saints have brought out, right? Actually, if we don't have anything throughout the week, actually, it's kind of limited when we come to the table. We don't have much to bring with one another. Oh, Lord Jesus, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, actually, I just, you know, the Lord is so simple. He just wants us to eat of him. He just wants to take the heavenly manna. So I think, you know, if there's any takeaway for this week, we just need to eat Christ, right?
Amen.
We need to eat him as the heavenly manna, right?
Amen.
And there's, I mean, praise the Lord for so many rich ways. We can, right? There needs to be the baking, there needs to be the processing, right? But we just need this wonderful person, right?
Amen.
And may the Lord shine on us.
Amen.
May he continue to change our diet, right?
Right.
That we would really be reconstituted to be a people
Amen.
Who are suitable for his building,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Who are carrying out his economy,
Amen.
Right? In the midst of all the turmoil, all the different situations, right? We would be those who are fulfilling what the Lord is after.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Maybe we can have some prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you that you are the heavenly manna.
Amen.
Oh, we need more of you, Lord, every day.
Amen.
Oh, we give you this week to you.
Amen.
Oh, we give you all those suffering in the world, wars and all tragedies. We give it to you, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on them, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
We need to eat every day.
Amen.
Give us food every morning, Lord.
Amen.
So we can see you face to face.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Thank you. You're the heavenly manna.
Amen.
The spiritual rock.
Amen.
Oh, cause us to eat and drink of you every day.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Us really to see the need of reconstitution.
Amen.
We can be a people to match you.
Amen.
Oh, to fulfill your heart's desire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord,
Amen.
Gain us day by day.
Amen.
In Amen. The Word.
Amen.
Labor on the Word.
Amen.
Really to be reconstituted, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
All right, Lord, save us from just knowing.
Amen.
Oh, we'll be those who enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, gain our consecration.
Amen.
Oh, each day we would give ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, take you as our daily food supply.
Amen.
Oh, drink of you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have the proper remembrance.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for all that you have done for us.
Amen.
My name is Kate.
Now, you said, when you get to heaven,